Okay, Shalom Rabosei, today's daf is Erev and daf Ayin Dalad. We are on the bottom of Ayin Gimel Omid Beis, and we had just left off. Well, I guess we should probably recap the Mishnah. If you go to Ayin Gimel Omid Aleph at the bottom, the last couple of lines, we quoted the Mishnah. Mishnah said if you have five chatzeros, A, B, C, D, and E, and they're all psuchos zulazu, they're open to each other, meaning they're lined up in a row, and they all have entrances, right? There's an entrance from A to B, from B to C, from C to D, etc., etc. And then, upsuchos lamavoi, they're also open on the bottom, right beneath them, if you can imagine, right, looking at it as a 2D picture. If you have the picture in Rashi, it's pretty good. So, on the bottom, they're all open into a mavoi as well. So, to carry within them, you need both a Erev Chatzeros and a Shtufim Avos. So says the Mishnah, if you forgot to do the Shtufim Avos, so then you're allowed to carry within the Chatzer, but you're not allowed to carry in the Mavoi. And then we had said it on the base that if you made a Shtufim Avos, you're allowed to carry in both of them. So we had just left off saying at the end of yesterday's shir, Amrav Yud Amarav, that he had said that that Rav Lo Tani Psucho Zulazu, that Rav did not have, that the case in the Mishnah was that the chatzeros were open to each other. Rather, the only exit from the five chatzeros was down into the mavoi. So we had asked a question, and Rav Yosef had explained that Rav holds that any shtufim avos that you don't carry in and out of the mavoi is no good. Meaning you have to actually bring it in or out. Meaning if you're, again, a shtufim avos, you would bring, let's say, a barrel of wine into one of the chatzeros. So if you're not going into the mavoi and then back into one of the other chatzeros to leave the shtufim avos, or if you're not leaving it in the mavoi itself, so that's not going to be good. Meaning what would happen in the case where they're all connected? So you just make an, you bring the shtufim avos to, chatzer C, but you would walk from A to B to C. You would never go into the mavoi. So Rav Yosef had explained that Rav held that anything, any shito, if you don't carry into the mavoi, so then that's no good. And we asked one question from that, and we answered it. And now we're up to another question on that. So we're at the bottom here with the Esve and the parentheses, or whether you have the girsa of Esve or not, it's definitely Akasha. We quote a Mishnah later on, right? The Mishnah, we said several times that you have to learn Erev and kind of backwards a little bit because we're always quoting things that happen later. So the Mishnah in a couple of blot is going to say, how do you do a shitufim avos? So you take a barrel of wine and right, you put it in a chatzar and you kind of like declare, or you say, or you decide, this is the shitufim avos, right? It doesn't mention anything about going in and out of the mavoi. So, right, so that seems to be against Rav Yosef, right? How could Rav Yosef say that Rav's whole reason why he taught the Mishnah with as not having connection between each chatzer is because you got to go in and out of the mavoi to make a shituf? That Mishnah doesn't say anything about that. So Gemara says, "Hasam nami d'afke v'ayle." So just like we answered yesterday, no, it is a case where you go in and out of the chatzer. Finally, another question against Rav Yosef: Maskevla Rabban Bar Chanan Elamehata. Right, if it's true what you're saying that you need to go into in and out of the mavoi to make a shituf, hikno lo pas basalo. Let someone gives as makne gives over some of your bread in a basket, right, for the people in the mavoi. Hachanami lo have a shituf. Maybe that wouldn't work to make a shituf. If you tell me, yeah, it doesn't work. That if you take a piece of bread, a basket, and let's say it has five challah rolls, and you're makne one to each person in your chatzer. Right? If you tell me that doesn't work, right, that's the same people eating together. Right? You're eating, it happens, let's say, nowadays it doesn't happen so much, but let's say let's say Purim falls out on Erev Shabbos. Whatever reason, you have a big Suda on Erev Shabbos, and it becomes Shabbos, all of a sudden you look up, it's dark outside, oh my gosh, it became Shabbos. So what do you do? Rav says you can use the bread on the table as an Erev. And some people say you can even use it for a shituf. Rabbi explains lo pligi, and that's not a stira. I mean, it's not a contradiction. Shituf for eruv, right? Because kambim sumim b'vayis, kambim sumim b'chatzer. Because simply the case is different. When they're sitting in a house, you can rely on it for an eruv. If they're sitting in the chatzer, then you can rely on it for the mavoi. So obviously, then you're not taking anything in and out of the mavoi. So you see that that can't be the reason why Rav didn't teach that there was a connection between all the chatzeros. It's not because you need to take a shtufim mavos into the mavoi and out for it to be legit. So at the time of the Rav, Rav's reason is like this. Tekasavar, he holds, ein mavoi nitar belechei v'kora achiyu batim v'chatzeros psuchim l'socho. But he holds that you cannot fix a mavoi with a lechi or a kora until you have houses and chatzeros into it, meaning you need multiple houses and chateros, like we've been describing the entire time, right? Let's say two chateros on each side, two houses in each chater, right? That's a halachic mavoi. Otherwise, the space that you walk through, the alleyway, is considered a halachic chater. So if all of the chateros are connected in the middle, so then that is almost as if it's one single chater. So you need multiple chateros, so therefore Rav taught the Mishnah in a way where the chateros would be separate, and you would have multiple chateros and multiple houses. Okay, Gufa, let's go back to what we just said a second ago. Amar Rav, in Rav, Yinitur, Belech, Bekora, Ad, Shihu, Batim, Vechateros, Psuchim, Lesocho. Okay, fine. Shmuel, Amar Shmuel, says, Afilu, Bais, Echer, Vechater, Achas. All you need, according to Shmuel, is one house, even without a chater, and one chater with at least a house. Again, that's Shmuel Shita. And Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Afilu Churva, even if you have a Churva, a ruin on one side, and a Chatzer on the other side, that's fine as well. Okay, so three Shitas in terms of what you need to have a halachic Mavui. And again, the difference between a Mavui and a Chatzer is simply the ways in which you would fix such a space to be able to carry in it on Shabbos, so it is definitely important. So Amar Leia by the Rabbi Yosef, by the Rabbi Yosef, and Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Afilu b'shvil shel kramin. Well, Rabbi Yochanan said you're allowed to use a ruin. What about a vineyard? What about a path that goes into a vineyard? So Amar Leia, lo Amar Rabbi Yochanan ela b'churva. No, Rabbi Yochanan said, why did he say you can use a ruin? The chazi l'dira, because technically you could live in a ruin. But a path into a vineyard, right? That's not fit for living, and that does not count as a residence on one side of the Mavui. Okay. Amar Rav Huna bar Chinana says, Rabbi Yochanan Tamei. Rabbi Yochanan is consistent in his shitas. He agrees with himself, literally. Detan, as we learned in the Mishnah, Echad Gagos, Vechad Garpefos, Vechad Chatzeros, right? If you have all these types of Carmelises, we quoted much earlier in the Masechta. So Rishus Achas the Kalim Shishavsu the Sochan. They're considered to be one single Rishus. One single Rishus that you're allowed. Again, these are not Carmelises. These are Rishus Ayachids. All of these types of things, they are considered to be one type of rishus to carry items that were in them. So therefore, you can go with an item that was on the roof before Shabbos into a karpif and into a chatzer. But if I have a lola kelim shishavsu habayis, but not in terms of if there were kelim outside inside a house, so then you cannot carry, let's say, from the house to a roof, or from a house into a chatzer, etc. Again, that's the basic idea of making an eruv. Okay, but we cannot carry from those things. I mean, but all those shayachids are considered to be one rishus, and you can carry between them. V'amar Rav, and the Rav said that halach Rabbi Shimon, halach hazak Rabbi Shimon, v'hal shalo eruv. Only if there's no eruv, aval eruvu, but there is an eruv, then gazrinan, then we're gozer that you can't carry between all of these different rishus ayachids, because dima asir lafuge mani debatim lechatzer, because then maybe you'll end up carrying stuff from a house into a different, not into this chatzer that you made an eruv, but into a different chatzer. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says no. Ben eruv ben shelo eruvu. Whether there's an eruv or not, v'chein Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan also said that Allah Rabbi Shimon ben eruv ben shelo eruvu. Rabbi Yochanan again agreed with Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon. Meaning that Rabbi Shimon's shita, that these are all considered to be one thing, one rishus, is whether you had an eruv or not. So the Gemara says, Alma lo gozrina. And apparently, what do you see? Rabbi Yochanan holds we're not gozer. Dilma asi lafuke manim be the batim lechatzer. Right? Maybe you will come to carry items from the house into a chatzer that's not yours. Right? Even though you have an eruv. So Achanami, so too over here. Again, when you have a ruin and a chatzer on both sides of a mavoi, lo gazmina. We're not going to say it's aser to take an item from the chatzer into the mavoi. Dilma asi lafuke manim the chatzer the churva, because you may end up going from the chatzer into the churva, which is going to be a problem, right? Even if you have a mavui, right? Even if you have a shtub mavos, right? So that would be from the chatzer into from one rishus ayachid to the other, right? We're not going to be gozer that you may come to go from one to the other. Okay. Fine. Yosef Rav Brona v'ka'amar l'hashmaitzer. Rav Brona was saying over this this machlokas mistama between Shmuel and Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. And Amar Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar said, Bar Be Rav, Tana Chacham. Amar Shmuel Hachi, did Shmuel really say this? Is Amar Lei in? Right, again, what did Shmuel say? Again, one house and a chatzer, right? That creates a mavui. So, did Shmuel really say this? Amar Lei in? He said, yeah. Amar Lei Achve Lo Ushpize. He said, show me where it lives. Right, okay, apparently he was very upset. So, Achve Lei, so Rabbi Brun showed him. So, also the Kameh, the Shmuel, so Rabbi Lazar went to Shmuel and knocked on the door. You can imagine him barging in there. Amar Lei, he said to him, Amar Mar Hachi, did you really say this? That one house and one chatzer is enough to create a mavui? So, Amar Lei in. So, Shmuel's not embarrassed to the Shita. He said, yep. That's what I said. So Rabbi Lazar asked him the question that Mistama, he could have asked Rav Bruno, but he wanted to ask the, you know, from the horse's mouth, as the phrase goes, the Havdil, right? Obviously, to compare Shmuel to a horse is terrible. But okay, either way, Va'amhar to Huda Amar, didn't you say, Ein Lanu Be'erivin El Kalash Mishna Seinu? Right? Whenever we learn the Hilchos Erivin, we've said this phrase a bunch of times in the Sechta, you only take the language of the Mishnah, right, as written, meaning very specific interpretation of the language in the Mishnah. Right? What do we say in the Mishnah? What we said, Shem Mavui L'chatzer is K'chatzer L'batim. Right? We just had this Mishnah that a Mavui is just like to a Chatzer as a Chatzer is to a house. Right? The relationship between the two of them is the same. House has to Chatzer and Chatzer to Mavui. Right? But you see that they're plural. So how could you only have one Chatzer and one house into a Mavui? You need plural. You need Chatzer Ros. You need more than one Chatzer. So Ishtik. So Shmuel didn't say anything. So Kibluminate or Lo Kibluminate. So that's where the story ends. And the Gemara says, well, was he Mekabel or not? Right? Did he take it back? Did he retract what he said? Or did he, okay, fine, that's a nice kashi you have there. Run along. Right? Did he just ignore it? So Tashma, let's prove what Shmuel's response to Rabbi Elazar was. There was a mavoi that this guy, Evos Bar Ihi, lived in. Mistama, he was a Jew. I don't think he says it. It's a weird name, but Mistama, you'll see as the Gemara goes on. Right, it's an Avar Lechia. So he made a Lechi v'shar l'Shmuel, and Shmuel said that Lechi for his Mavui was fine. And again, what's the case over there? We'll see in a second. This was also a case of a Mavui with a Chatzer and a house. Right, that was what was going on. And the Aser of Anan and Shadir. And Rav Anan came and then threw it down. I mean, he got rid of it. But again, Rav Anan, as Rashi says, Lachar Mo Shmuel, after Shmuel died, right, he didn't want to do it when he was still alive, but after he passed away, so then Shadya threw it down, Hipal Alechi. He wasn't so happy, he threw it down, he didn't like this psalm. So Amar, so Evo said to him, Mavo de Dayarna Bey, Vasinu Mishmei de Mar Shmuel, Nesi Rav Anan Barav, Neshadya. Really, Rav Anan Bar An is going to Neshadya, or I guess Neshadya Min, or Neshadya Man. Right? Really, basically, he was called him on it. He said, what are you talking about? Shmuel said that this was fine, and now you're going to come and throw the Lechi down and get rid of it? So, Shmami Na, right? Again, if Shmuel had allowed this case, and it's a case of a house and a chatzer on both sides of the Mavoi, so Shmami Lo, look, keep living in it. Apparently, we see that Shmuel maintained this position, right, until his death. So, Gemara says, La'olam Eim Lecha Kibla Minei. No, maybe Shmuel was Mekabel. And that he did say that you actually need two chatzeros and two houses, right, for a mavoi, right? You need plural. But what over here? What was going on over here? Hacha chazna who to have a achil nema bebeise. There was a chazna. There was a gabai who would eat at his own house. Yeah, ve'ase bayis bevei kenishta, and he would sleep in the shul. And the shul was in the chatzer of Ihi bar. What was his name? Ihi bar something. Ivos bar Ihi. Right? The shul was in the chatzer. Right? So he slept in there, right? Meaning therefore there could be that there was a plural, meaning there were multiple people. Right? Really there was two chatzeros, right, and two houses. Right? In Ivos's chatzer, right, so that was there was a shul, and the gabbai would sleep in the shul. Obviously not in the actual sanctuary, but he had a place to sleep. So the reason Shmuel allowed Evos should set up this lechi in the mavui is because there were two people, two houses in that chatzer. Right, he lived not in, and there was a chatzer on the other side, and he lived in a house, and there was a shul where somebody slept next to him. So that's why Shmuel allowed him to do it. But, as Rashi explains over here, after Shmuel passed away, so then the Gaboi stopped sleeping there. Right? And then Rav Anan saw that, oh, listen, there's only one person there now, so therefore it doesn't qualify as having two houses or two chatzeros on either side. But Ve'ivos bar Isavar, but Ve'ivos bar Isavar, Makom Peter Garden. Ve'ivos thought that the Gaboi never counted, because he thought, like we said before, that like Rav thought, like Rav said, that the place a person eats is where he has his makom dira, is where he has his shvisa. So even though the Gaboi had slept by him, right, by the shul, while Shmuel was still alive, Ivos thought the reason Shmuel allowed the lechi and the mavui was because there was one house and one chotzer on either side, because the Gaboi didn't count, because he was sleeping there, but he wasn't eating there. So really, Shmuel Tamei to Amar Makalina Garim, that no, Shmuel was holding like himself, right? Wouldn't make a lot more sense, right? This is Shmuel's Shita, that the place where you sleep is important, is determines your Shvisa, and therefore, since the Gaboi slept in the Shul, in Ivos's Chatzer, so it was like there were two people living there, and therefore you met the requirement of two houses and two Chatzeros surrounding this Mavoi. But now that he stopped sleeping there, so then it was no longer fit to have a Mavoi, because, excuse me, you only had one house and one Chatzer, or rather one Chatzer on both sides, and it was no good, right? And it was no good anymore. Okay, that's the end of that little story over here. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda says in the name of Rav, Mavoi Shetzido Echad Ovid Kochavim. Let's say you have a Mavoi. Okay, on the western side, you have a Goy. A Goy is living in the Chatzar or whatever it is on the western side. But Vetzido Echad, on the eastern side, there is a Jew, Yisrael, there's a Jew living there. So, Ein Ma'arvinoso Derech Chalonos Latiro Derech Psachim L'Mavoi. What is going on over here? You can't make an Erev with the windows, so you could go into the entrance into the Mavoi. What is happening over here? So if you look at the diagram in Rashi, and if you have a little bit of a better diagram, it makes sense a little bit more. Again, you have a chatzer on the west side of the Mavoi with a goy. On the eastern side, you have a chatzer with a Jew's house. Okay, and then you have two more Jewish houses that are kind of slapped onto the back of the Jewish house that are not in the chatzer. They're outside the chatzer. But the houses are all connected by, let's say, some sort of window. And the other two houses exit straight into Rishus HaRabim. The other two houses exit straight into the Rishus HaRabim. So what's the deal? You're not allowed to make an Eruv to join through the windows. What does that mean? Right? Meaning, usually you can connect houses, right? Even if there's just a window, right? Again, you don't need a door to connect into a chatzer, right? You can use a window. So you're not allowed to join the other houses in an Eruv, so that they should go into the Mavoi through the Jew who lives in the Chatzar. Okay? So the Gemara, Amalei Abayi L'Rav Yosef. Amar Rav Afilu B'Chatzar. Is that even with a Chatzar? Is it meaning, is that if the we're talking about where the Goy and the Jew are not sharing a Mavoi, but they're even sharing a Chatzar? Right, where the case is not that he lives in another chatzer, but he lives in the same chatzer. Right? And you have the same kind of construct with the Jewish houses. I'm related. So he said yes. D'ilo amar, because if he hadn't, so am I. So because what's the difference between a Jew and a goy sharing a mavui versus a Jew and a goy sharing a chatzer? So Avamina, so Abaye says to them, no, because you might have thought the time of the Rav, Mushum the Kesavar in Mavui Nitar Balachi the Korah, actually you bought the Mechasayas Pesuch on the Socho. Right? You might have thought that the reason is because Rav only allows a mavui to be fixed with a Lechi and a Korah until the house, right, until you have multiple houses in Chatzeros leading into the mavui. And here, what's the case here? The goy's chatzer is not considered a chatzer. Right, that doesn't work, says Rashi. So you only have one Jew and one Chatzar, so you might have thought that's why you can't make an Eruv to connect all of the Jewish houses. Meaning, and therefore allow the people in the outer houses to carry through the Jewish house into the Chatzar, right? Because you can't, because there isn't no Chatzar. And then go into the Mavoi, meaning there isn't the second Chatzar, the Goy's Chatzar does not count. But Vatarti Lamali, and so therefore, why do you need both cases, right, by the Chatzar and the Mavoi? It's a Tzricha, you need it, because Imeahi, if you would have understood from just this case, That you might have thought that a guy's dira can be the second chatzer. Right? Meaning, if you would have only told me about the case with the guy in the second chatzer, and therefore the shtufim of oath they're trying to make, you might have thought that the guy's dira is considered to be a chatzer. Meaning, if you had only the halacha of Rav that you need dual chatzeros to count a mavui as a halachic mavui, you might have thought that the goy's house, right, diras ovid kochavim shmei dira, that the goy's house and chatzer counts as a second chatzer. So therefore, kamash malan, the diras ovid kochavim lo shmei dira. That in this case where you have the goy on one side and the Jew on the other, that doesn't count. The goy's chatzer does not count, and it's as if you only have one chatzer that goes into and if you would have only had this halacha, so then havamina, you might have thought lo yadana batim kama, right? You might not have realized how many houses you need in each chaser. It could be that all you need is two chaseros, right? But only one goy, again, one house inside each chaser. Because what's our case? Our case is where one goy and one Jew live on opposite sides of a mavoi. So the kamash malan, the batim train, you also need two houses in each chatzer. So Ashta Dama Rav Afilu Chatzer, and now that Rav said, and hold on one second, that even a chatzer is, this halacha even applies to a chatzer, that if you have a chatzer between the goy and the Jew, meaning it's three chatzeros in a row, the goy's chatzer, the Jew's chatzer, and one in the middle, that's also no good. So Tamid Rav de Kosovar Asur Lasos Yachid B'makom Ovid Kochavim. Right? It must be that the reason is that you're not allowed for a Jew to live by a goy. Right? We had said before that the whole reason an Erev doesn't work with a goy and a chatzer because we want to separate the goyim and the Jews. So you should learn from them, so you shouldn't get killed by them, Rachman Anslan. So again, it's the same thing. If you have a chatzer and that the cases where they're living together, or even a chatzer between the two, so that's still no good, and we don't want a Jew to live in the place of a chatzer. And I'm Rav Yosef Yehachi, if that's true, Hainu deshama le Rabbi Tavla de Amar ov kuchavim trei zimni. That's why I learned, right? Rabbi Yosef heard, for whatever reason, he heard Rabbi Tavia say a goy twice. Right? V'lo yadana my Amar. I didn't know what he was talking about. But now it must be that he was talking about once about this whole halacha, if there's a goy and a Jew on opposite sides of a mavui, and then he taught it again, right, between the case where there's a goy and a Jew on opposite sides of a chatzer. Okay, that's the Rashi's second lashon. There's another lashon, but okay, ayin sham. But either way, we'll stop here, obviously. And I just wanted to get to the Mishnah, just kind of finishes off the point. And mitzvah shem will go weiter in the Halakha Shas tomorrow on Erev Shabbos. Have a great day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.